I'm Danny Alexander, and this is KCUR's Up to Date. . 2016 has been a big year for music. Concert ticket sales are up, and album releases feel like events again. Today, our panel of music experts bring you their picks of the best songs from this year, starting with local artists and then branching out across the globe. We'll hear their top picks, like an upbeat hangover memoir, or a jazzy revision of the national anthem, and even a catchy pop hit by a Korean boy band. Whether it's upcoming new talent or the finale of a legend who's passed, there's something for everyone's playlist. We'll get you up to date after this hour's news. I cannot tell you how happy I am to be sitting in the host chair today. I don't get to do it often, and I don't get usually to do it when it's something that's this fun and I enjoy this much. I love this show. It's the best music of 2016, both from artists here in the Kansas City area and from around the world. So our guides today are Bill Brownlee. He brings us the weekly local listen on Up to Date, and he also writes music reviews for KCUR. Bill, so good to have you twice in one week.
I'm so happy to be here, Danny.
Thank you. Calvin Arsenia is a Kansas City multi-talented musician who's been with us before. Calvin, it's so good to see you again.
And you as well.
And making her first appearance on Up to Date, Judy Mills, founder and co-owner of Mills Record Company in Westport. Welcome to Up to Date, Judy.
Thanks for having me.
So we really have a mix going today. Bill, get us started. You've got a classic for us.
I sure do. Charlie Parker, unquestionably the most important musician to ever emerge from Kansas City, died in 1955, but scholars unearthed dozens of previously unreleased tracks. They were compiled this and issued this year on an album called Unheard Bird. We have alternate takes filled with studio chatter and, just all kinds
of. So it's actually what was going on in the studio, kind of like unvarnished.
That's right. And I wrote in my review for KCUR that it's for guys like me, it's like discovering rough drafts of sacred scripture.
So who has, just out of curiosity, who has control when something like that's found? I mean, was it in his estate or?
It was in a dusty shelf of a record company.
So kind of like finders. Oh, so the record company still had the rights to it then.
Right. Okay. But this is a labor of love, and the people behind the project say this is it. This is the last of the unreleased material. So I've selected a track that we'll listen to called Fiesta. You'll hear a whistle in the middle of this, so don't jump. This is we're going to hear a false start here.
Oh, okay. Well, let's take a listen. Well, that had me kind of dancing in the chair there.
Yeah, it seems like it's easy to think this happened in a different lifetime, but the drummer there, the one you were dancing to, Roy Haynes, is still alive.
Wow.
So this is more current than a lot of us think.
It is indeed. So let's go out, and we start with a classic, but I think we're going to take a big jump here with Judy's first choice. Judy, well, who have you got for us today?
Psychic Heat. And Psychic Heat, this is their year. They have an excellent record on High Dive called Sunshower, but this actually comes from the B-side of a 7-inch they just released this fall, and off Replay Records did it. And it's a B-side, and it's lovely.
And this is a Lawrence band.
Yes, it's a Lawrence band, yes.
So we're heading out west a little bit, covering that part of the range.
Yeah. It's very much a psychedelic sort of garage rock feel to it, with a little hint of shoegaze and really lovely vocals. It makes me feel like a summer day.
Well, let's see. Let's let the listeners get a sense of that.
and that switch in there, and all of a sudden you just get into that real dreamy part of it. And it was like, when I listened to that the first time, I was like going, flashback.
Yeah, like 1970.
Exactly.
I swear I can listen to the song 10 times in a row, and I have.
I could too. So far we've had a classic, we've had a little bit retro, and Calvin, where are you taking us?
We're going to a late night bar. Chris Meck and the Guilty Birds. It's a raw, charming blues rock band. It's a trio with the guitar, heavy guitars, and some background vocals with a beautiful woman. And this album's called It's 4 a.m. Somewhere, and it's so funny because the Guilty Birds, that I don't know if you guys know the story about that, but the Guilty Birds are the birds that are chirping at around 4 a.m. when you're walking home. And so this is a lot of puns that I love as well. The song I want to show you guys is I Promise I Will from that album.
Okay, here we go.
Us two. I'll draw you in with the sadness inside these eyes of blue. I run hot and cold, but I'm warm enough to keep hold of you. But I'm damaged, I'm wounded, destructive. You'll be broken too.
Now, there's a song that I'd want somebody singing to me at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Exactly.
Like, that voice, you're just like, oh, you just pull to that voice. That is something else. They've been around for a while, haven't they?
So they started this band in 2013, but Chris Meck has been around for a long, long time in the scene.
Yeah, I think so.
And this is one of their, a big album that they put out this year. So
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. I'm sure that's making a few lists right now.
Yeah.
So, Bill, your next artist is somebody we've actually featured on Local Listen this year, I believe.
That's right. Heidi Lynn Gluck is a Lawrence-based singer-songwriter, originally from Canada. And she put out this exquisite album this year called Pony Show. And it's low-key, quiet, very sorrowful album.
Wait, if you're from Canada, it's sorrowful.
Sorrowful. So the track I've selected is it's very quiet. It's called Sadness is Psychedelic. And it's about a drive, I believe, from St. Louis to Kansas City.
Oh, well, let's hear how she reflects on that.
Ripe into relic, this kind of sadness is psychedelic.
See, now I want to sit and listen to that whole song and probably four times over.
I don't know if we have enough Kleenex in the room.
She's got a voice that I hear more and more among female singers these days where they, it's almost like when they get to high notes, it's not quite a crack, but you hear that little kind of like almost like a double note in one. And I just love that quality in a woman's voice. I just think it's really, really great. So again, that was Heidi Lynn Gluck, not Gluck, Gluck. And that was Sadness is Psychedelic. So, Judy, you're going to bring us an artist that actually performed here this summer. We had a little summer concert series going on here at the station, and this artist was here.
This project's called Black Flannel, and if you try to Google it, you're going to have to leave out some A's
in
there. It's worth the Google, though, for sure. The project's composed of two individuals named Morgan Cooper and Denzel Williams. Those are their actual names, not their project names. And this is really solid material. They should be nationally known. They're, and sometimes you like a project because, oh, yeah, I like those guys. This should be a national.
He writes some great lyrics.
Fantastic. I mean, you've got the great beats by Denzel, mm-hmm. topped with the excellent narrative and storytelling of Morgan, and the duo works really
and
hard.
He did this number here. He hadn't quite finished it yet, you know what I'm saying? But he was getting, he just said, you know, if you don't mind, we'd like to try this out. And we're all like, try it out,
yeah,
for sure. But let's hear what it came out like from the studio when it got finished.
Blowing up the scene, thought I told him no stopping, not an option, living dreams, cause I...
Give me fame.
I've been walking off the beaten path, feet bleeding, heart beating fast, mind thinking free at last. Free at last, free at last. Heart beating fast, thinking free at last. I've been walking off the beaten path, feet bleeding, heart beating fast, mind thinking free at last. Free at last, free at last. Heart beating fast, thinking free at last. Stop it. I stay away from parts of town with lots of cops around. Not because I'm doing dirt, cause they think it's shoot 'em first. Loud lay me on the ground, shit. Switching off the body cam, let them bleed foul, shit. Had that conversation with my pop early on. Told me keep my hand up on that steering wheel, stay strong. Got a couple questions on my mind, I need some answers, like, are they disappointed?
And I wanted that to go so long because of the lyrics that he wrote and how very, very in tune he is and what he brings attention to in this city and across the country. Just fabulous lyrics out of that young man.
Yeah, rooted in, like, real, authentic stories. Mm-hmm. And that's what appeals to everybody. And that, I can't believe that's live. That sounded so great.
Really? That was done live?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was the recording, but I was so impressed.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm sorry.
<It's> okay. That's okay. So, Calvin, what do you have? Again, we're going to do quite a switch here on this one, too. Mm-hmm. Who's up next for you?
I listened and found this guy earlier this year. Well, not too much earlier. He's kind of on the outskirts. His name is Jake Wells.
How did you find him?
I'm always
amazed how you find these people.
Yeah, well, somebody was talking about him. I was at another radio station event, and they were just talking about... I know, I'm sorry. I will be faithful. I was just kind of eavesdropping, and they were talking about this Jake Wells and how mm-hmm. amazing he was. Mm-hmm. And I had not heard of him yet, so I obviously Googled him immediately, trying to stay in on the know, and listen to his tracks, and good stuff, good stuff, really explorative, really good quality, beautiful voice, and he kind of reminds me of one of my favorites, Jeff Buckley, with just kind of how he approaches singing in general, and so I hope that everyone gets to enjoy.
And this
track.
Basically he's just put out a single.
Mm-hmm. This is his second single that he's released this year.
Okay, well let's take a listen to Honestly.
I said that I was over you. You know that I'm lying. You said that I needed to move on now, but I didn't. You said that it's all over, but it isn't. You said I needed to move on now, but I didn't. Said that it's all over, but it isn't.
Now, I can see why you were attracted, because it reminds me a little bit of some of the stuff I've heard you do.
Well, he does it really well.
Well, I think you do it really well, too. So.
It reminds me of another person, too, D'Angelo. Kind of that, you know, the layered vocal, and not a lot of male vocalists really, or male singers really, really push and lean into their voices. Mm-hmm. And I think he just does an immaculate job.
Mm-hmm. He's got another one of those voices you just want to sink right into.
Mm-hmm.
So... I just love the way we are just flipping from one thing to another, and I mean really different in styles. The next artist just made Brian McTavish's Weekend To-Do List yesterday, and that is Bill.
Well, it's Radke.
It is.
It is three brothers mm-hmm. from St. Joseph, Missouri, who I think now live here in town. When they're not on the road, they tour all the time. They're slowly climbing the ladder of the hard rock, punk rock, heavy metal community mm-hmm. globally. They did not put out a new album this year, but they did reissue their debut album. I'm sure some.
So
of
we'll
the,
let it count.
We'll let it count. but there's some bonus tracks on this, and one of them is a song called Marvel, which is cartoonish in the best sense of the word.
Well, let's find out how. Now, what I like is that their voices aren't shredded. A lot of times when they, you know, when you go like this, the voice is just so much. But I can actually enjoy, that beat, because I could tear dance to that. And the fact that these are some good voices.
It's clean singing.
Yep.
And anyone who likes what they're hearing can head out to a record bar on Christmas night.
Yeah.
Not
everybody's going to be watching the game, you know.
No.
And, you know, they'll, let me see, the presents will have been opened. And, oh, yeah. The presents will have been opened and, you know, the food will have been eaten and the carols sung. And then people are going to be like, oh, I really need a change. So this might be just the thing to do that. So, okay. So, Judy, are you gonna swing us around again? Where are
yes.
you taking us this time?
Well, I'm going to take you to the lovely voice of Taryn Miller, and the project is called Your Friend. This is off her sophomoric album off of Glassnote. It's her second record on Glassnote. And it came out early in January. And I feel like I needed to remind people that this was in 2016.
Yeah, people tend to, like, it's like half a year. And if it's before, like, a couple of months ago, they're like, oh, was that this year?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And I picked this song because it's maybe not the most dramatic song on the record, I think it really does a good job of allowing you to really enjoy her voice. And she has a really lovely voice. And while the song sort of soars, it has a little tinge to it. So, yeah.
All right. Well, let's see how it works. Here's Gumption.
The largest conversation will hold on without you. It taught me. Put all my gumption red in a vein.
That's a very unusual voice.
Yes.
I think that's one of those. That one would take me a little bit of time. But that's one of those things I would just probably continuously play for a while. I do that with albums. So it's like, it doesn't have to be the first time. I just don't, you know, I always give it another, maybe in a different setting or something like that. Always listen to. But that's a unique voice. But and is it just me or those are one of those voices that sounds like it almost wants to go like flat but doesn't?
Yes. And I think there's a tension in that I enjoy.
That, yeah.
And I definitely believe like that record is best listened to alone for me anyway. That's where I get enjoy it the most and with multiple listens.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll keep that in mind. Okay. A couple more before we get to our break. Calvin?
Actually, this is the last one before we get to break. So perfect timing. What do we got here?
I'm so excited for you guys to hear this. This is a release from Betsy and Clark, which is a folk duo based here in Kansas City, and they're so active in the folk scene, and they're like auntie and uncle of a lot of musicians here in town. And I listened to this record, and I was so excited to hear it. It's so vast in what they've done. There's lots of boot tapping and some really, really heartfelt stuff and really, really beautiful and some kind of fun, silly things. And they just touched on everything that's important
in
folk
music. And the arrangements, I've heard some of the, I was listening to several of theirs, and those arrangements are recognizable but different.
And so arty.
Yeah,
you know?
There's the word.
Just really refined. And so this song is a murder ballad.
Well, bring the whole house down.
And I just love it a lot, actually.
Well, then let's take a listen to Requiem for Little Sadie.
Shot her down, went back home, got into bed, 44 smokeless under my head.
Okay, that's what I meant about those arrangements. Mm-hmm. This is really nice, those little pauses and that little kind of like a, you go, and then the jump.
So musical.
Yeah, very. So that takes us into our break. When we come back, we'll venture beyond the local scene for some more universal picks from our panel here. I'm Danny Alexander, and you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. And welcome back. Yesterday, we celebrated the 20th anniversary of the Tallgrass Prairie Reserve and looked at the legendary career of KU basketball coach Fog Allen. You can find those conversations at kcur.org/uptodate or download the broadcast from iTunes. Up to Date's taking the day off on Monday, but be sure to tune in for holiday programming from KCUR 89.3. So, all right, we're done with the local scene, more or less. We're gonna branch out. You guys can travel a little bit now. So Bill, where are you gonna take us? You're the first one stepping out.
Let's go to Nashville.
Okay, I'm there. Great town, good food, lovely music.
Sometimes the music for me, Danny, isn't so lovely. Sometimes it's too bland, too slick, too glossy. And one of the biggest stars in Nashville is Miranda Lambert.
Oh, yeah.
And I've liked her fine, but she's gone off the rails on her new album, and I love it. It's her sixth release, and these are songs about closing down bars and dealing with hangovers, all subjects I know nothing about, by the way.
Let me make that clear. I'm sure none of us do.
So the song I've selected, Ugly Lights, is about those things. And you can hear that we've got missed notes. This is a mess in the best sense of the word. Yeah, it's
all right.
Great.
Let's just see how messy it is.
I don't remember when the liquor started kicking in. It's been a while since I've been off the stuff. I really hate to say I'm turning into a cliche. I'm hoping that nobody brings it up. I left my car behind the bar again last Sunday night. I did the Monday morning drive ashamed. In last night's clothes, it smelled like smoke. But I don't know how I got home. But I do know my head'll hurt all day. But I'm still gonna stay too late and be the girl bartenders hate, the one that doesn't need another one. When the Romeos and Juliets have burned all of my cigarettes, the last kiss in the parking lot is done.
I would almost not recognize her voice.
It's a complete transformation.
Yeah.
It's like she doesn't care anymore, and I love that about it.
And it does sound like she's... recovering from the hangover. Yeah, that's okay. That's Miranda Lambert, Ugly Lights, and that album is The Weight of These Wings?
That's right.
Okay. So, moving along, top that, Judy.
This is a completely different mood that we're heading to now. We're going to listen to Emma Ruth Rundahl.
I actually listened to that whole song before.
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
It's a hard one, isn't it?
It is.
I saved it till I was ready for it. And it was you know, I think Chris Agarian reached out to me. It's gutting. And it is. I think it's devastating. It's sort of transcendent as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's a beautiful record. That is the song, though, for sure. And it's the ending track. And you feel transformed by the end.
Yeah, because in its way, even though it's a somber subject, it's got a beautiful note to it in the lyrics. I mean, it really is, like you said, it's transcendent. But let listeners decide for themselves. Linda, would you play that for us, please?
I will always keep the light on, even though you can stay. Can you sing to me?
I can't even talk after that.
Yeah, it's haunting.
It is. It is very, very much so. That is Emma Ruth Rundahl. The song is Real Big Sky from the album Marked for Death. Yeah, it's on my list. Okay, Calvin, get us out of it.
Yeah, working on it.
Thank you.
This is the Local Natives. They have been a favorite of mine for a long time. They released a new record this year. They're from L.A., so their sound is very like sunlight, and their album is called Sunlit Youth. And
a bright title.
Right, so let's get into the sunshine and listen to this track called Dark Days.
Okay, let's hear how that juxtaposition works. Local Natives out of L.A., the album Sunlit Youth, the song Dark Days. Since Dark Days, but all of us were sitting here kind of rocking in the chairs.
It just sounds like summer.
Even
it
Linda,
good.
Linda in the booth was, she was rocking it. Okay, so that is, and this group is how many?
It's a bunch of people.
Is it?
I think five piece.
Mm-hmm. And they, you said, were out of
LA.
LA.
Mm-hmm.
List is getting longer for me. That's that is Local Natives,
yes.
And the album is Sunlit Youth. Okay, so Bill, this is odd because when I saw this name, I think it's the first time I've seen an album name with a hashtag.
Yeah, we're in the hashtag era. There's a
soul. Oh, is this a trend? I didn't realize. I'm so behind.
There's a soul singer from Georgia who's recorded for several years under the name Joe, J-O-E.
Cher, Madonna, Joe.
Right. So that the name of his new album is hashtag. My name is Joe Thomas.
Okay.
Right. And he has always been in thrall of the greatest soul singer of all time, Otis Redding. And here we have Joe reinterpreting what may or may not be the greatest soul song of all time, Try a Little Tenderness. But Joe doesn't do it the normal way. he has tweaked the lyrics to the Star Spangled Banner, and he sings that over Otis's Try a Little Tenderness.
Okay, wait, just stop right there. I want to hear this. Let's hear this version. It's called Our Anthem. Wonder who got the inspiration to do that.
For me, Danny, this is the song of our times. This is what our country needed right now.
It's just amazing. I just would love to know who had the thought to put those two things together. That was just, it's, I don't know. What do you guys think?
It's amazing.
It also feels so natural. Why didn't somebody else think of that? You know, it sounds great together. Mm-hmm.
It really, really does. That is, the artist is Joe. The album is hashtag My Name is Joe Thomas, and the song is Our Anthem. Okay, so, this one also had me dance in the chair, Judy. Yeah, I think folks are going to like this one. Explain this one for us coming up.
Well, this one, okay, the border between North and South Korea is the most heavily militarized border in the world. And when North Korea acts up with nuclear shenanigans, there's loudspeakers all along the border, and they blare music. The South Koreans blare music into North Korea. This song is one of those songs. And that really moves me.
How do you find information like that out? Who are your sources?
Sort of obsessed with K-pop, so
so
that's part of that.
Truth comes out.
And this song encapsulates what I think K-pop is also about, and also what that movement and why you would do that. It's about dancing in the face of incessant or a nuclear threat. It's about, I'm going to be happy or else.
And the name of this tune is?
Bang, Bang, Bang.
And the artist is Big Bang. And the video to this, when they actually have a video out with them doing their practicing for their dance routine with it. Those boys can dance.
They can totally dance. They've been doing this. They're under 30, and they've been doing it for 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And still bringing it. So that is Big Bang, South Korea boy band, and the album is Made, and the song is Bang, Bang, Bang.
That's so fun.
It is. So fun. It is. Calvin, what's next?
Something a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
This is Anoni, formerly known as Anthony, and performing with Anthony and the Johnsons. But this voice is incredible, so tender and warm, and you listen when the voice is heard. This album is called Hopelessness, and it feels so cathartic, and like there's just such a message in this work, and it's very politically charged, and it's very calling for justice and for right practices and in human rights. And I think that this she's made a huge statement this year with this record.
Well, let's take a little listen, then we have some additional facts about Anoni.
How would you feel crisis I killed your mother. With a drone bomb. How would you feel? Father, if I killed your children, with a drone bomb, how would you feel?
Now, Anani, I read up a little bit on her. One, she really represents the international because she was born in England, moved to America at age 9. She also was nominated for a Best Song Oscar for Manta Ray from the film Racing Extinction, so she's got some cred behind her.
Yep.
That album is Hopelessness. The song is Crisis. The artist is Anani. You are listening to KCUR is Up to Date. This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Danny Alexander, sitting in for Steve Kraske, and so happy to be doing so. Thank you, Steve. Bill, you're going to take us to I don't know what else to say. You're going to take us to somebody we lost this year, but entertained us for decades, multi-generational.
Yeah, we had a few days in January in which we could all, at least as people who love David Bowie, enjoy his new album Black Star for what it was. As a jazz guy, I was thrilled that he'd recorded this album with Donnie McCaslin in a New York-based jazz band. Mm-hmm. I love the album from the get-go. It's clearly, I thought then and still think now, his best album in 25 years. And then a few days after he released it, he passed away. He had kept his impending death a secret, although he knew it was happening. And clearly, in hindsight, listening to the lyrics now...
Oh, I was just going to say that the lyrics are very foretelling.
Yeah, and so this the track I've selected is called I Can't Give Everything Away. And, you know, it works on so many levels.
Let's listen to David Bowie. That is one of the most recognizable voices forever. I don't care what decade he sang in. You know, and if there's one complaint I have about some music I hear today is that it's very hard for me to distinguish some of the voices from one another, but his was, I could hear it anywhere and you'd know.
Yeah, it's timeless, and no one needs me to say that his music will endure forever.
Yeah, and you weren't alone. A lot of critics like this album.
Yeah, it's really good and really challenging. This is one of the more slicker tracks.
Mm-hmm.
It gets deep and heavy, Judy and Calvin style and elsewhere.
That is the great David Bowie. The album is Black Star. Okay, Judy, coming up next
is Nick Cave. It's from Skeleton Tree. It's called I Need You. And this record was written, but not yet recorded. And they recorded it after the death of his son. It was a tragic death. And so there's a lot of talk about how it foretold a situation. It's also interesting to me in terms of how something's written and how it's recorded and how it can take a different meaning so quickly. But the song you're going to hear a quality of his voice, and there's a fear in the movie. It was a beautiful movie, and that's what he did. He did the movie instead of doing a press junket because it was so hard to talk about. And this record is a moment in time, a document of an artist going through a struggle. And in the movie, he talks about, he voices over as he's listening to himself sing, and he says, I'm afraid I'm losing my voice. And it's a very raw, vulnerable like thing for a singer to say. Mm-hmm. And you'll hear why he says it, mm-hmm. I feel like, in the song.
Let's take a listen to Nick Cave, the song, I Need You. Yeah, you can see exactly what you're talking about with that voice, but yeah, that's just, I have goosebumps.
Yes.
That's always a good sign.
Yeah.
Goosebumps song, Nick Cave's album Skeleton Tree song, I Need You. Okay, just a couple more left here before, we're going to time this hopefully just right. Mm-hmm. Calvin, your last pick?
Yeah, this is Bon Iver with his album.
I'm so glad you said that because I was going to say Ivor. Iver, very good. Thank you.
22, a million. This record is so beautiful, and I think that when Justin Vernon had originally conceptualized Bon Iver, that this is kind of the direction that he wanted to go into, being very atmospheric and playing with how a song is structured and how it feels to make music and redefining what a song can be and making these very cinematic albums. And so I'm really happy that he's getting to do what he wants to do.
And I will say on this album, it's different, but you cannot ignore anything that you're hearing on this album. Absolutely not. Okay, so this is the track we're going to hear right now. It's called Over Soon.
It might be over soon.
And that's just a little taste, and I hated to cut that short, but we are getting short on time. That's Bon, say it again.
Bon Iver.
Bon Iver. The album 22, a million, and every song had a number in the title.
Mm-hmm.
And that was particularly 22 Over Soon. So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask Linda to go ahead and play the next track for me, just kind of keep it down for a minute. Bill, this is your pick for album of the year, and it is?
It's Chance the Rapper.
Mm-hmm.
The album is Coloring Book. We're hearing the song Blessings in the background. This is the opening track. It is a gospel album in hip-hop style from a 23-year-old kid in Chicago who is very cognizant of the death toll in that city, yet this is a spiritual and uplifting album.
Which is kind of why I thought we'll play it as the last track. So as we're going to go around the table here, Judy, your pick for album was
Solange. Oh, this record's so good. Solange is Seat at the Table. Cranes in the Sky is song of the year for sure. It's the only way I can think about 2016 going forward. And that's a good one to think of it on. And Calvin, for you,
yeah,
you come back to?
Anoni with Hopelessness.
Hopelessness. So we had some great picks. I thank you all for increasing my playlist for the coming year. Thank you all. Have a great, great holiday. Bill Brownlee brings us local listen each week. He also reviews music for KCUR. We'll see you in the new year, my friend.
Looking forward to it.
Okay. Judy Mills, thank you for joining us. It was so wonderful to have you here, and you did a great job.
Thank you.
And Calvin, always, always love the choices you bring us, my friend,
thanks
every
so much.
Time.
You can listen to previous programs and download our podcast at kcur.org/uptodate. We had help this week from KCUR's Linda Scher, Luke Martin, and Coy Duggar. Our senior producer is Steven Steigman. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Danny Alexander, and you are up to date.